Does the mind act based on the intelligence or based on the ego? Again, it's difficult to say. When I said that our mind hears 20% only, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Because sometimes we can just get overwhelmed with too much information. So right now, I'm talking with you, but somebody else is talking in the background, some other sound is going there. So now if we started focusing on everything, we would not be able to take in anything, actually. So to focus is good, and even when we are hearing with attention, using our intelligence, at that time also we may hear everything, but some points will register within us. So we are using our intelligence to understand what is being spoken, but we connect with some particular point. That's fine. But sometimes when we are trying to, the ego is coming in, we are trying to find fault with the other person. We want to, maybe this person doesn't know so much, I know more. When the ego is coming in, then there may be a class with 25 good points, but there might be one point which is a little controversial, and that one is zero in all. And how dare you speak like this? So if you want to, if the ego is involved, then our mood is not so much of a learning, it is more of a critiquing, a fault finding. Then in that case, what we zero in will be what will be serving our agenda. So I would say we can be, if the class, if we are guided, our hearing is guided by the intelligence, then we will be, we'll focus on that which will serve our needs. But if it is guided by ego, then we have our agenda. I want to put this together. I want to find fault with this person. Then we will be seeking which, something which serves our agenda. So it's more in terms of the disposition that we have. We just can't take in all the information that we get in. We can't really digest and analyze everything and internalize everything. We will select some things. But if we have a learning mood, then we will focus on that which is relevant to us. Okay. Yeah.